Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 39. Hey, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and head strategist. What we do is we help you maximize your sales, your impact, and your reach so your business can elevate to the next level. You can get more information about us at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today with Rashana, as always. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Sharique, I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. I am Rashana Price. I'm a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give, and I help them get there through leadership coaching, speaking, and training. So you can learn more about me at www.rashanaprice.com.
Awesome. So yeah. You have an amazing topic today, so I'm going to let you definitely take the wheel, and I'm going to
jump in. So I'm super excited about this topic because our podcast is Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. But today we really want to talk about how do you expect increase and then ways to actually get the increase. The main way is to start by giving. Mm-hmm. And that topic and the thought of it can even sound kind of crazy, because for a lot of people, increase means that they're going to get something. When the truth is that to get an increase, you have to give something first.
Yes.
So, and especially if you're out there and you're listening, you have a business, it's growing, or you're aspiring to have a business and you're trying to figure out how you do it all. This is critical. The understanding that you're going to have to give before you can get the increase is how you build your business. I'll give you a few examples. The first is, and we've talked a lot about social media, so if you haven't watched episodes 36, 37, and 38, make sure you do, because we're talking all about being on social media, having web presence, and getting engaged with clients. One of the best ways to do that is to give free content. You don't have to give everything you know. You don't have to give all of your trade secrets. Mm-hmm. But giving something to people gets them engaged with you. And it's a great way to have some of your message out there. So when you think about your business and even like starting your website, having a free download, you'll see that a lot. People give them your email and they give you content. Mm-hmm. So you can do that within your business. Give them free content to get their contact information. It's easy and simple, and it works. So that's one thing you can do. The next thing you can do to continue to give is, as your business is working within the community that you serve, or even if it's online, be a part of charitable contributions.
Yes.
That helps you get your name out there, and it just feels good to serve in the community that you're working. Mm-hmm. Or if you're an online business, you can do things like give away free gift cards based on if people like or post some of your content, or you can help in need, right? Like, we recently had a government shutdown, and there were several businesses that did giveaways of gift cards, gas cards, food cards. I went to the food bank and helped out just to make sure that people that didn't have could have. And it may be something you decide to post about. It could be something that you just do because you're giving, and you know that giving will come back to you in a different way as an increase.
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard to, and one thing I've seen a lot and experienced on social media and just in offline business relations is working with people who are, number one, have the heart to give. Like, for instance, my networking group, we sponsor a local charity that feeds children in public schools who don't have a lot of food at home. Mm. So we're not just there focusing on, you know, our businesses and ourselves. We're also being very cognizant of the fact that we are also founding and help, not founding, but we're helping to support this local charity. But also, like you said, you know, just giving some free information to someone who really needs help. And I know a lot of times we talk about sticking to your price and sticking to, you know, don't let someone lowball you, but God will tell you, hey, mm-hmm. this person needs to be blessed right now. And you have a skill that I gave you that can really bless them. So listening to the Spirit and let the Spirit guide you and lead you can make a huge difference to someone going from nothing a month to even a couple of grand a month, just because you gave them some information they didn't know. So having a heart to give is really, I think, one of the best business strategies out there is giving.
Yeah. And it doesn't get old, right? Yeah. And it doesn't actually make you weak. It makes you stronger.
Right.
The other thing is that, and we've said from the beginning, like, we are women, we believe in God, we're believers. So one of the things we know is that you sow, you reap what you sow. Exactly. And so you may sow seed into someone, and they need it in that moment, and they can't reciprocate with money or funds. Mm-hmm. But that seed has been sown, and you don't know who they know. Right. Or you don't know who they're going to go and tell, or even just the fact that you put it out there and it's energy, and now God can use that seed that you've sown, and someone else comes and you have a great opportunity. Exactly. So yeah, it's pretty powerful, because getting out of the thinking that you're expecting an increase, and that increase is only monetary and it has to be received before you actually do something is counterproductive. Uh-huh. It's really all about, how can I go ahead and give information, give opportunities, give resources to someone? I'll give you an example. Like, I, 2 weeks ago, I usually go home after my group that I'm in when we study, it's like there's a women's group I'm in and we study the word. We're actually studying Esther right now, but something said to me, go to the public library. Why don't you just go and write in the public library? So I like pull in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit and write. And I was getting ready to put my stuff down at one table, and I end up looking around the corner and there was a woman sitting there. And so I was like, hey, can I sit with you? And she was like, sure. You know, I'm leaving soon. And we just strike up a conversation, and she's actually in ministry and she's fundraising to help basically create ministries for athletes, for student athletes that may not know God, but being able to disciple to them in where they are in college. And so we had a great conversation, and I was sharing with her some resources around Gen Z and from the Barna group and all this stuff. And she was like, this was just so helpful. I needed this. Huh. And I just thought to myself, like, okay, well, maybe that's why I was supposed to come to the library. It wasn't actually to write. It was just to help her get on her way to where she's supposed to be.
That is perfect. I mean, I think, and part of what you said is just that the Lord told you what to do and you were obedient.
Yeah. And giving somebody something that I was like, for mm-hmm. me, it didn't seem like much of a gift.
Right.
But I did get a text message from her, like, hey, that was so helpful. I really needed that.
Exactly. And the thing is that we don't always have to understand why God says do something. It's a matter of just doing it. And then he will come to you afterwards. Like, oh, okay, this is why I did this. This is why I went to the library today, was to bless someone. And so it's so important that having a heart to give and a heart of service in this business, because you will need someone and someone will need you. We all need each other. There's always someone out there who really needs your help and can need something from you, whether it's money, whether it's information, whether it's time. And having a heart to give is one of the best things you can ever have as a business owner.
It is. It really is. And I think it helps keep you grounded.
Yes.
So many people, and I guess maybe because of just the times that we're in, many people prepare for the rise, mm-hmm. right? Like, I got to do everything I can to prepare to be so successful. But then you see all these people who have a fall.
Right.
Because they don't prepare for what it takes to stay at whatever level they're trying to achieve. When the truth is that giving is a good way to stay humble mm-hmm. and not get caught up in the things that you may be acquiring along the way, or not put all your value in your monetary wealth, because yes. it can come and go so quickly.
Yes. And that shutdown, unfortunately, a lot of people realize that, hey, now I think people will be more cognizant of, you know what, I need to save. Do I really need that Starbucks? Do I really need to do this? Mm-hmm. And be more, you know, conscious of that because of this, you know, what happened, because you never know. You can't take security in things. The only security you can have is from above.
Amen.
And I even extend that to our children. You know, a lot of times, you know, kids don't know the early days. You know, my first Christmas, my husband, our first Christmas, we were house poor. We just bought a house, no tree, no nothing. You know what I mean? And the next year, yeah, things were better. But my kids, you know, they were, what, no tree? No gifts, what? You know, so they, yeah, we take them out to, you know, the kitchen and to serve meals to the homeless. I'm like, nothing you have to have. Nothing in this house do we have to have. It's only because of God's mercy and his favor that you have a home. There's so many degrees, not even that many degrees between you and a child that doesn't have it. And that's one thing we need to really instill in our children is, and I think that would give them a heart to be more grateful and to give them a heart to want to do the same thing, to where now they see someone homeless, like, mommy, give them some money. Mommy, give them this, you know, so they know. And I think it's the best way to do that, not only for yourself, but for your family.
For your family, yeah, and be the example. Because the redefining what expect increase looks like, especially for you and your business, is so important, because you may see increases come in places and spaces that you didn't even expect.
That is the truth, the absolute truth.
Yeah. So this topic, I hope it helped you guys think differently about what expect increase is and how to get increase by being more of a giver.
Yes, absolutely. So we definitely thank you all for listening today. And just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. I'm Sharique. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. Facebook, my page is Digital Innovation Media Group, and I'm also on LinkedIn as Sharique L. Richardson, MBA. Rashana, where can we find you?
Yes, you guys can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Rashana Price. And nope, that's not right. So funny. You can find me, right, I know. I was still thinking about the giver piece. I was going to say one more thing, but we had closed it out. But I'm going to say it anyway, and then I'll do my ending. So the last thing I'll say about being a giver is that it does compound over time. So when you're a giver to one person, that person, whatever you've given, even if it's in a word or it could be anything, mm-hmm. it's like the ripple effect in the water. You don't know how far it goes. So that's another reason to be a giver, because what you ripple out there will come back to you. So I just had to say that. Okay. So you can find me on LinkedIn, and you can find me on Twitter as Rashana Price, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Giver of Awesomeness.
Cool. Well, thanks again for listening to us. Don't forget to subscribe. That way you're notified when we have new episodes every week. And thank you, and we will chat with you next time.